The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus, the radio broadcast and podcast of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are discussing and answering the questions, how and why does God discipline believers today? So stay tuned. We'd also love you to go to our website, faithalone.org, and get registered for our annual national conference coming up soon. It is at Camp Copus in North Texas. We'd love for you to come May 19th through the 22nd. Find out all the details. Get registered at faithalone.org. By the way, first-timers registration fee is waived. That's faithalone.org. Now with our question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and David Renfro.
All right, the question we're going to deal with is from Brad. And Brad says, how and why does God discipline believers today? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. How and why does God discipline believers today? Let's break that into two parts. The first part is
how?
Why. Well, how, but I'm going to answer the why first.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that you're dealing with a good parent. I mean, not all parents are good parents, right?
Oh, go on with you.
We had good parents.
We did.
But anyway, assuming we're dealing with good parents, why would they discipline their children? What value is there to disciplining children? Well, wouldn't you think from Proverbs that if we don't discipline our children, that we hurt our children and that we don't love our children? He who spares the rod spoils the child.
And you do not want a spoiled child in a culture like ours that says, whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Yeah. If a parent loves a child, a parent is going to train a child. That was part of the Shema of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're to train up your children whenever, wherever you're going with them, whenever you're with them, you're training them up. The New Testament has the same thing. That fathers aren't to provoke their children to wrath, but to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. The idea is parents are to train their children, and part of that training is disciplining them.
And telling them, do not do whatever.
Right. And if you do whatever, then there are consequences.
Exactly.
Now, it used to be when we were growing up that spanking was a thing. Today, spanking still exists, but people are extremely cautious because they don't want to spank overly aggressively, so they, you know...
There's child abuse issues.
Right. Well, especially with child protective services
right.
And that sort of thing. So people today spank less than they used to, or if they do spank, they spank very, very gently. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school... We used to go to the principal's office, and the principal would spank us. Today, oh, no, no teacher or principal or anybody else is going to spank children. But the reason that children were spanked when we were growing up, and the reason some still spank today, is because they love the child. I'm not denying the fact that they're abusive parents that go beyond spanking, and they're actually hurting their child.
Mm-hmm.
But normal spanking is a good thing for children. I remember we had a Serbian relative. We used to go over to their house, and they had two older children, and then they had a surprise boy.
Surprise boy.
Yeah. There's a pretty big age gap between the second daughter and their only son. This son was, I don't know, maybe 10 years younger than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, this boy was a holy terror. And I'm using holy in the bad way here. He was totally undisciplined. And his parents did not discipline him, and therefore he had no restraint. And when we would go over there, my dad would get furious with mm-hmm. this boy. We've all seen children who grew up in a home where it was, whatever you want to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you let a child raise themselves, they're not going to do a very good job.
Let's just say they lack wisdom
yeah.
to know what to do.
So in terms of the why does God discipline believers? Why does he discipline his children? The answer is because he loves them.
Based on my studies of the Old Testament,
right.
and you can apply this, I think, to kids, there's three things that the Lord did for Israel. Number one, he delivered them.
Yes.
Then he protected them. and he provided for them.
Oh, that's good.
Especially if you read Exodus, you know, he did all three in that one book. To me, discipline, child discipline, and God's discipline of us is to protect and to provide. When a parent says to the kid, do not ride your bicycle on
I-35. Right. I-35 is a major freeway here in Dallas.
Exactly. And yeah. it's very dangerous.
People are driving 80 and 90 miles an hour.
Well, the speed limit is a suggestion.
Okay. And a lot of Texans don't take the suggestion.
No, we don't take no suggestions. We know better. But like I say, don't play in the street. What are you trying to do? You're trying to protect them.
Right.
So the rules are meant to protect and to provide. And I think that's what God does with his people. When they decide to go off, you know, way out into left field somewhere, there's potential danger. And I think when the Lord says, don't go there, don't do that, he's trying to protect them and to provide the best life possible. And sometimes he has to use pain to get their attention to actually come through and not do what God is telling them to avoid.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful free grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
And sometimes he has to use pain to get their attention to actually come through and not do what God is telling them to avoid.
That's a good point. I remember when I was in the doctoral program, I got to take a course from the Old Testament department because they let us pick and take a certain amount of electives in the doctoral program.
Wow.
And I took Leviticus by Alan Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was a doctoral program, we had to write bigger papers than the THM students would. So I did all of Leviticus 26, which is this seven cycles of judgment with increasing judgment. But it starts out with obedience. The first 14 verses are, if you obey me, I'm going to bless you. And it talks about all these blessings God mm-hmm. was going to give his people Israel. But then it gets into, if you don't hear my voice, if you don't obey me, then I'm going to bring curses. And
right.
there's one first level of curses, and then they get worse, and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then the chapter ends with, but Israel will eventually repent, and when it does, I'm going to return to her, and I'm going to love her again.
Mm-hmm.
And that chapter, as well as Deuteronomy 28, are key chapters
right.
in the Old Testament regarding this motif of blessings and cursings.
Yep.
That's the point. God's discipline not only includes the curses, doesn't it also include the blessings?
Absolutely. In fact, I think it goes even further than that. I think, and of course, this is a paraphrase on my part.
Right.
But so many times in the Old Testament, the Lord simply tells his children, Israel, just do what I tell you, and I will take care of the rest. I'll protect you from your enemies.
Nike Israelites. Just do what I tell you.
Just do it. You know? Yeah. But, you know, I think God is telling them that. Just do what I tell you to do. I'll protect you from your enemies. I'll give you a wonderful, prosperous lifestyle in the land that I promised to
right.
you. I'll take care of all that. All they had to do was depend on him rather than say, and this is what I call the battle cry of the sinful human.
Yeah.
I have a better idea.
Right. Better than the Creator.
Better than the Creator, yeah.
Better than the one who's all-knowing.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't understand,
oh,
right?
No,
I have a better plan.
His plan doesn't sound like fun, but I've got a better plan.
All right, now let's hit part two. How does God discipline believers? How does he discipline his children? Well, we've already touched on this. One way he does it is by bringing about various curses in the life of the believer. Mm-hmm. And these could start with being very small things, like just your conscience bothers you.
And sleepless nights.
Sleepless nights. But it could be just not even whole nights. It's just you do something, you feel guilty about it, you confess it, you move on. But it could be longer, right? Like you say, it could go on for days or whatever. But the other thing is, it could be all kinds of things like illness. 1 Corinthians 11:30, because of this, some of you are sick and mm-hmm. some sleep. So sickness can be a result of sin in the life of a believer.
Sure.
And there can be financial reversals. There can be accidents. There can be family issues that
right.
occur, all kinds of things. But then the other part of it is God also blesses the believer as part of his discipline and training process. When we do the right thing, he brings about blessings in our life, which sometimes might be material, but for the most part are things like the fruit of the Spirit.
So, yeah, and, you know, peace of mind or something. I'm reminded of something C.S. Lewis said in The Problem of Pain.
Yeah.
And I love this. He says, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, and shouts to us in our pain.
Yes.
Pain is God's megaphone to a deaf world.
Wow.
And I love that.
That is,
you know,
good.
And I think that's appropriate here. He's got to get our attention in order to protect and to provide.
It's certainly true in all aspects of athletics. No pain, no gain.
Absolutely.
Right? Like I do race walking and I even marathons, half marathons. And in order to be able to do 26.2 miles or 13.1 miles to walk for 6 hours or 3 hours, I've got to train, and a lot of that's painful. It's not easy. It's long hours out there walking. I mean, I enjoy it, but still, it's effort. In fact, right now, I've got I've got an ice pack on my ankle because yesterday I was out walking, and I tripped over I was going over some railroad ties and stepped on a rock and kind of sprained my ankle. So it's not too bad. But, you know, it's just part of the experience. If you're going to even walk, you're going to have a certain amount of pain.
Sure.
But in any regard, I love your question, Brad. How and why does God discipline? Why? Because he loves us.
He loves
How
us.
Does he discipline us? There's a variety of ways. Some are painful, some are very blessed, but either way, God is moving us toward holiness. He wants us to share in his holiness because that's good for us in this life,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be good for us in the life to come because the more we serve him faithfully now, the more faithfully we'll be able to serve him then. Those who are faithful will rule with Christ, and how faithful we mm-hmm. are will depend on how much we rule.
Right.
So a great question, Brad. And in the meantime, let's keep
grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, what part does assurance play in or with eternal salvation? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.